Blog Talk Radio.
Something else here, praise God. Hallelujah. But I'm thankful. I'm thankful. Oh, hallelujah. When I think about his goodness, I believe for it. I'm thankful. Maybe we need to, like J.J. Harrison.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
And what happened? So much for me.
Hallelujah.
I'm thankful to you, Lord. Hallelujah.
I'm thankful to you, Lord.
I'm thankful to you, Lord, for all you've done and all you'll ever. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. I'm thankful. I am thankful. Lift it up, Lord. I am thankful. God, I'm thankful.
If you're thankful, go ahead on and praise him. Go ahead on and give him the glory. He's worthy. And then I like what 1 Thessalonians 5:18 says, in everything, the matter is, in everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Then he said, don't quench the spirit. Now go ahead on and make it happen. Go on and give him thanks. Don't quench the spirit. Pray without ceasing. Rejoice evermore. Give him thanks. Hey, welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Louis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. We're truly happy to have each and every one of you all. It's Thankful Thursday. Wow, I just can never get enough of Thankful Thursday, especially when you're thanking God for the scriptures and where he brought you from and the things he did. I mean, he's just worthy. He's just worthy, man. Hallelujah. We'll ask Pastor Bill if she'll give us a word of prayer. And then anyone that wants to be thankful for whatever, just press one and we'll let you in. Hallelujah.
Amen. Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Thankful Thursday. Amen. Thank you, Pastor, for that song. Amen. And the scripture I'd like to share is Psalms 105, verses 1 through 3. It says, oh, give thanks unto the Lord. Call upon his name. Make known his deeds among the people. Sing unto him. Sing psalms unto him. Talk ye of all his wondrous works. Glory ye in his holy name. Let the heart of them rejoice that seek the Lord. Amen. Heavenly Father, we come before you today, giving you thanks for this day, Father God. We are thankful, Father God, for our pastor who teaches the word. We're thankful for those who called in and those who are listening by internet. So, Father God, we give you thanks, Lord, and we're just praying that you'll continue, Lord, to open up our hearts and our mind to receive the word of God, Father God. And as the scripture said, let us meditate on that word day and night, Father God. And, Lord, we're just thankful for all of your many blessings, the healings that have gone forth. We're thankful, Father God, for those different lives have been changed. And we're so thankful that we all have a desire to serve you today, Father God, and to worship you, Father God. So, Lord, we just give you thanks today, Lord. If we had 10,000 tongues, we couldn't thank you enough for all of your many blessings that you have given unto us. Now, Lord, bless our pastor in a mighty way. Continue to use him, Father God, as the Holy Ghost guides him to teach the word. We're praying for all of us, the listeners. We're praying that we will receive this word and we will meditate on this word and that we will continue to share this word with others. And, Lord, we ask that you will be with all those that are sick and shut in. Be with those who are bereaved. Be with those who are going through, Father God, because you will make a way out of no way, and there is nothing impossible for you to do, Father God. So, Lord, we thank you. We thank you for your holy word. Lord, we just can't thank you enough. Now, Lord, we ask that you will have your way as we all come together and worship you and learn more about you. In Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you so much, Pastor. We're talking about let the blessings of God do it for you. That's what we're talking about. Let God's blessings do it for you. The Bible says in Proverbs 10:22, the blessing of the Lord makes one rich. And that just don't mean financially. That means rich all the way around. Okay? And we talked about that yesterday. It says, and the blessings of the Lord makes one rich, and he adds no sorrow with it. So, you know, he don't care. See, when you're sorrowful or sorry, that means you care. That means you, you know, you bereaved. That means, you know, because I don't care about that. I want you to be happy. I want you to be rich. And when I make you that way, be thankful. Rejoice in that. So stop. We need to just stop struggling with if God care or not. And if God, no, man, God wants you to, above everything, be blessed. Above everything, that you prosper and be in good health. That's God's will for you, okay? And we talked about that a little bit yesterday. But today is Thankful Thursday. So anyone that have anything you're thankful for, we want to get into that. And then if no one, we'll continue with that. So if you're if you've been on this week or you're on the first time, it doesn't matter. Press one, and we want to hear from you and what you're thankful for today. What you're thankful for. Hallelujah. What you're thankful for.
Amen. Well, Pastor, I just read from the Message Bible, Proverbs 10:22. It says, God's blessing makes life rich. Nothing we do can improve on God. Amen, amen. That's Proverbs 10:22. What a mighty word. God's blessings make life rich. Amen. I like that said, and nothing we can do can improve on God. Praise God. I was going to find that in the New Living Translation also.
You got to learn to accept what God do for us, like salvation. Listen, brothers and sisters, God make you, he give you salvation. You don't work for that. You don't work for your healing. God give us all these stuff, and it follows the blessing. I shared something yesterday. Somebody texted me and told me, said, oh, I didn't know. Well, go back and read it. You'll see. God bless Adam. See, all we hear about the bad things of Adam, Adam sinned and da-da-da-da-da. Man, no, Adam was a blessing. God blessed Adam, and he blessed Eve. You read the 26th chapter of the book of Genesis. He blessed them. Or the first chapter in 26, 27, verse 28, verse, he blessed them. Good stuff comes after the blessing. Yeah. So God blesses you. You have to know it, brothers and sisters. If that ain't enough to get excited about, and he don't add no sorrow to that. But we'll talk a little bit about the blessing. But first, anyone else have anything they want to share, they want to be thankful, press one. Hallelujah. Press one. Hallelujah. Okay. All right. Yeah, I need this Sister William here.
Yes, my name is Sister Williams, calling in from Georgia, and I just wanted to thank the Lord for all my blessings. My first blessing every day is opening my eyes, not making my bed my cooling board. I'd like to thank him for being in my life, walking with me at all times, the angels right. that he has sent to surround me in my mm-hmm. daily walk, the grace and mercy that he bestows upon me each and every day, the trials mm-hmm. and tribulations that I go through with him to prepare myself for him. I am so thankful for all that he has done, do, and will continue to do in my life. I'm thankful for the fact that I can go to his word and learn the walk with him. His mm-hmm. word is my course in life. I'm very thankful for just knowing him, being a child of his, and loving yes. my brothers and sisters as I go yes. through life and walk every day. I would like to also thank him for his son, the things he taught us in life. Mm-hmm. All we have to do is just follow his word, and it would bring us around the world.
Okay.
That is what I am thankful for each and every day. And I say amen. Thank you, Lord, for it all.
Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Anyone else?
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Look at anyone else, press 1, and we'll let you in. Anyone else? Thank you so much, Sister William. I think that was a beautiful testimony, and we thank God for you. You continue on praising God. Anyone else,
yeah.
press 1. Thankful Thursday. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Anyone else? All righty. I think this is Evangelist Renee. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Are you hearing? Hello?
Good afternoon, everyone.
Good afternoon. Amen.
This is the day that the Lord has made,
mm-hmm.
and we shall rejoice and be glad in it.
Hallelujah.
What is that local? Is that in Psalms?
I'm sorry, repeat that.
Is that in Psalms?
Yes, Psalms 118:24.
Okay, you got to remember that. I'm just thankful. Thank you, Pastor. I'm just thankful for another day's journey. Another day's journey, and I'm glad about it. Because
mm-hmm.
we didn't have to let it be. I didn't
okay.
have to wake up. But he
okay.
touched me, and I woke up.
Thank
it wasn't
Lord.
Me. It wasn't no alarm clock.
Amen.
It was the Lord touched
yeah.
me. I said, wake up, my child.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just so thankful. You know, we take so much for granted. I know people don't even think about walking.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just a natural thing that you do. But you don't
mm-hmm.
have to be able to do it.
All right.
I'm just thankful, you know. I could be on here all day just thinking about his goodness.
Mm.
The trees blooming. I just love it when the trees bloom. Because, man,
mm-hmm.
ain't got nothing to do with that.
All
it ain't right. nothing to do. I love it. Because they always ready to take credit for something. But they ain't got
mm-hmm.
nothing to do with that.
Mm-hmm.
I just thank the Lord, y'all. I thank him for Pastor Bell, Pastor Beasley,
mm-hmm.
all the listeners giving encouraging words. And God is good all the time.
Yeah.
And all the time, God is good.
Amen.
You know, we as humans may be like, oh, man, God ain't listening to me. He don't hear me. But we got to remember, he is the pilot, and we are the co-pilot. It
mm-hmm.
may not come when you want them, But when he comes, he's on time.
Hallelujah. Praise God.
Anyone else?
Yes.
Thank you so much, Evangelist Renee. Thank God for you. Thank God for your testimony, and I thank God for each and every one of y'all. Where that goes. Hallelujah. Anyone else? Hallelujah. Anyone else? Press one. Press one, and we'll let you in. Now, some of y'all may wonder, well, why you have to just don't open up the whole thing? Well, we've tried that before, and then we get some crazies on here that want to just be all kind of crazy stuff. And so we just decided, hey, if you really want to say something, you'll show your number, and then you'll press one. So, anyone else? Anyone else? Hallelujah. Anyone else? Thursday. Anyone else thankful for something? Doesn't matter what it is.
Thank
Hallelujah. You. Press one. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Okay, this evangelist, I like to call him Evangelist Pastor Marilyn. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Praise the Lord. I'm thankful that I have been trying to get my birth certificate since 2018. And they finally agreed to give me my birth certificate, to make me a birth certificate, because it was a delayed birth certificate. I was born in a car wreck. So then they made me a birth certificate when I was born. I was in Louisiana. But 2 weeks ago? 2 weeks ago, they sent me my birth certificate. So I praise God for that, because it could even stop me from even traveling. I couldn't even get on the plane. So God is awesome.
Yes, he is.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
You said you were born in a car wreck.
Yeah, the ambulance at the ambulance when I was born. Hit the ambulance, and the lady, I went and found it in a newspaper, but they put it in a newspaper I was born on the 3rd of September, so they put it in a newspaper on the 4th of September, and I'm sorry. One day I was at the library with Elson, and so I went and asked the lady. I saw this thing saying ancestral, they look up at your ancestry. And so I went in there and asked her, and she said, and I said, well, I've never had a birth certificate because, they didn't make me one when I was born. And I need to have a delayed. I have been trying to get it for a long time. And she said, okay. So they looked it up for me, and she found out that it was in the newspaper. It happened in the newspaper on September the 4th. But she found it. So, yeah, my mother, go ahead. Oh, okay,
that's
awesome.
I will pull over,
but I'm going to get
Elton,
but I will pull over, but I
can't,
so that's
what it means. But that's all right. Maybe one day you'll give us a full testimony. But that's my first time. So you were born in Cameron. And it had a wreck, and you had a car wreck. And they had that, and that proved that you had been born. That's awesome.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
Anyone else anything you're thankful for? Anyone else that you're thankful for and you want to share it? Anyone?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Anyone else? Hallelujah. Just press one. Like I said, this week we've been talking about let your blessings work for you, okay? And we'll continue to talk about it, because your blessings can make you rich. God said that in Proverbs 10:22. So let God's blessings, the blessings of the Lord, let me correct myself and say the blessings of the Lord makes you rich. The blessings of the Lord heals you. The blessings of the Lord gives you salvation. You don't have to work for it. It's the blessings of God. It's what God did.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have to do it's what God did. So let the blessings of the Lord promote you. God right now want to promote somebody, but he want to do it through his blessing, through his will, through his.
Yeah.
Let God's blessings defeat your enemy. See, I got some scriptures for you. We won't get into it today because of the time, but let the blessings anoint you. Let God's blessings anoint you. So we got about six things we try to cover. Even let the blessings preach the gospel. Allow that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
He said, I came that you may have life and have it more abundantly. You got to know why Jesus came here. He came here so you can have it. So you can have it. Whatever it is, you can have it. Salvation, deliverance, healing, you can have it. That's why he came. But it's the blessings of the Lord. It's fine to talk about what is a blessing, but can you make it rich and promote us and let God's blessing detain you? Let God bless him. And that's what we're going to be talking about real soon, probably as soon as tomorrow. But anyway, anybody else have anything else you want to share? Press one. Hallelujah. Let God's blessing promote you. Let God's blessing do it for you. We won't get into it today either, but God's blessing, I'm always thinking, when I think of the word blessing or bless, it's different categories, but I always think of holy. I think it's sacred. We all refer to God's blessing, or at least we relate it to God. Most people talk about God, blessing. They talk about in terms of God or godly or supernatural or the almighty or all powerful. You know, most of us think of the word bless as being heavenly, eternally immoral. We just think about those things when we think about God's blessing. And then sometimes we think in terms of God blessing in terms of consecrated, you know, how he consecrate. So there's a lot of ways as delightful. So we'll get into some of that, maybe not today, but anyone else, Thankful Thursday. Okay, anyone else? If not, we're going to have to talk to you all on tomorrow.